Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. My wonderful co-host Andrea is off today. Here on Naturally Savvy, we talk about not only what you put in your body, and you want to read labels and be super careful and eat clean, but also what you put on your body, especially in intimate areas. So I'm so glad to have Ronald D. Blatt, MD, FACOG. He has been an expert in the field of women's health for over 30 years. He's a board-certified gynecologist, expert surgeon, and compassionate physician. We're going to be talking about vaginal health and intimate skincare and making sure you have good ingredients. Hello, Dr. Blatt. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Thank you very much. Nice to talk.
It's nice to have you on. You know, Dr. Blatt, it's kind of funny because recently I was like, I really wish I had a product for, I talk about everything here. So, you know, when you shave and you get those bumps, I thought, I wish I had something. And then I'm not joking. I walk outside to check the mail and there's a package on my doorstep and I open it up and what does it have? It has stuff to help with after-shaving bumps. And I look at the ingredients and I said, holy cow, this is right up my alley. So Dr. Blatt, talk to us about why it's so important to not put yucky chemicals down there and talk to us about your wonderful products.
Okay, well, first, you know, the skin around the vagina and the external vaginal area are very sensitive areas, as women know more than men. And they're a little bit different than the skin in other parts of your body, including your arms, your face. And so the whole idea of the Private RX product line was to develop products that were specifically designed for this sensitive area. And these were designed with research biochemists. These were not just simple turnkey products, meaning that any doctor can go to a lab and say, I want to put my name on a bottle, and they give you a cream already made, they put your label on that. This is specifically designed for us over many, many months going back and forth. And so for the shaving and waxing, our mind with as much organic ingredients and natural, no artificial ingredients, fragrances, obviously no hormones, and pads help with killing the bacteria as well as soothing the skin, and the soothing serum actually makes it soft and very moist, and we've had great feedback. People love it. Did you try the product, or did you just get it in the mail?
I did. Yeah, I think they're awesome. And you know what's funny too, because I don't know if you've seen the show. I think it's either Frankie and Grace or I think it's Grace and Frankie. It's with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda, and it's on Netflix. But it's really cute. But the point is that one of them ends up developing a natural lube made from yams. And I thought that was so clever. Now, obviously, it's going to have more stuff in it than just that. Right. But then I saw you have a natural lube as well, which is so nice because, you know, a lot of people just go to the local drugstore and pull a lube off a shelf and not really think about, you know, they're putting that inside of you and what the heck is in it and what is that made from? So talk to us about lube and why you want to be careful what you're putting in there.
Well, exactly. It depends on all the ingredients. In other words, we started with the whole premise that we didn't want to be just another Me Too product like this, like anybody else for cleanse or anything like that. We wanted to be more organic as least as possible, any sort of artificial ingredients, with the whole goal of not only just lubricating the vagina, but vaginal health as well. So in discussing with the research biochemist, he said we want something that'll be as much as we can for an over-the-counter product and non-prescription, something that'll be healthy for the vaginal tissue. So we, in our product line, we have anti-aging ingredients, things that scavenge free radicals, special moisturizers that are more natural. You don't want, fragrances can be very irritating. All sorts of artificial ingredients you don't want. We kind of keep that to the minimum so that it'll develop vaginal health. Anti-aging ingredients, moisturization, oxygenation, things that will also increase the body's production of elastin and collagen. Especially for menopausal women, these are the issues that as the body decreases its production of estrogen, the body's skin that's sensitive to estrogen changes, including the vaginal area. And so these products were designed specifically to try to counter that without using hormones, without using estrogen. And they seem to work very well from the feedback we got.
Oh, that is really nice. I was going to say, because I'm in perimenopause now, and yeah, you go through a lot as a woman, and I'm sure you see that in your practice as well. And when women start to go through perimenopause and then into menopause, and you do have that thinning of the vaginal tissue as you get older and you do have the dryness, it's nice to have something that can help. What are some other things? Do you ever recommend certain foods or eating more? I read recently that if you eat more healthy fats, that can help with lubrication down there as well.
It's possible. I mean, everyone's a little bit different, but if it's healthy fats, yes. I think maybe I can give you a little idea how I came to even develop this line. Idea from it. So my practice, I've been in practice over 30 years, and so at the beginning of my practice, my initial office was on Park Avenue and 86th Street. And for people who are not familiar with New York and Manhattan, that's the posh Upper East Side, very expensive area. And so I had a lot of patients who were middle-aged and a little bit older, and they would come into my office, and they'd be immaculately dressed. Their hair was perfect. Their makeup was perfect. They obviously really took care of themselves greatly. And I noted that when I went to do my gynecologic exam, their external genitalia was dry and flaky and saggy, and I'm going, they take care of every part of their body but this. I'm sure most of these patients are still sexually active, and they just don't think about this area. So one day, I'm going to develop a line of product to take care of this. And it took a while, and we started about 10 years ago with initially meeting the labs and all the research to do it. And the whole goal is to take the internal and the external vaginal area and keep them young and healthy looking. So develop a product line that not only does moisturize, but one moisturizes specifically to the vaginal area, which is more sensitive skin. Once again, with a ingredient that will help scavenge free radicals so the skin stays healthier, that will increase collagen and elastin so the skin is tighter and firmer, it doesn't sag. And with excellent moisturizer, so it's moist and comfortable, not supposed to actually attractive looking for as you age. You know, we're all baby boomers. I'm now 61, and so none of us want to get old. We want to stay young and healthy and active. And I think you should think of your body, including the vaginal area, the same way as you do with the rest of your body.
Well, I mentioned, too, that you are a surgeon, and I know you do things like vagioplasty, a labioplasty, vaginal rejuvenation.
Right.
I know what a labioplasty is, but for people who don't, talk to us about those different surgeries and what are the benefits?
Okay. So the two main surgeries we do are something called a vaginoplasty and a labioplasty. Okay. Vaginoplasty is a vaginal tightening operation. The vast majority of patients who come to us who have this are patients who've had vaginal deliveries. And as any of your listeners know, who are women, when a baby comes through the vaginal canal, it stretches out everything and then it shrinks back down, but never was before. And the more kids you have, the worse it gets. So eventually it gets to a point where people come to see me and they say, things have changed. I don't feel the way I did before I had the kids. The friction's gone, or sometimes if people have had 3, 4, 5, 6 kids and more, but they say, I don't feel anything. Sometimes their partner complains, sometimes he doesn't, but it's very different. The vaginal canal is now looser, and so the whole point of the vaginal plasty is for us to bring you as close as we can to the tightness you were before you had kids. And you basically kind of judge that loosely by how many fingers I can get in. So a patient will come to see me, and I'll tell them that I'm going to examine you, I'm going to see how many fingers I can get into the vagina. And generally, the goal is 2 to 3 fingers at the end of surgery. And so, for example, someone who's had, let's say, a lot of kids, 4 or 5 kids, I think I'll get 8 or 9 fingers.
60. Oh, my goodness.
And, the patient will look at me and says, yeah, I know it. That's what I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
So that's the whole point of the vaginal plasty. The labioplasty.
Well, Dr. Platt, I'll have to have you back because the time goes by so quickly. Tell us all the ways we can learn more about you and your wonderful products.
The easiest way is to go to priviterx.com. PRIVATERX.com. It has a nice website with all our products, descriptions. We have questions, and you get a lot of information about that right there.
Fantastic. Dr. Blatt, thank you so much. I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Be sure to take care of your vagina. Yes, I said that. It's very important. I want everyone to take care and stay well.